jump right in. We don't want to waste anyone's time. Thank you for kind of jumping in here with us today. Welcome, everyone, to our webinar, Navigating the Future of Continuous Improvement Insight. This is basically today we're going to go through the Beneva Group 2024 Salary Guide, look at some insights and things like that. I'm Troy Wood. I'm the president of the Beneva Group, and I'm joined today by my colleague, Nicole Clark. We're excited to share with you the latest trends and insights into the CI landscape. Before we dive in, just want to give a brief introduction to who we are. For 25 years, the Beneva Group has been a leading talent solutions firm specializing in business transformation. Today, we really work primarily in continuous improvement, lean, whatever your flavor is. We know everybody's got a different one. Change management, project management, PMO, and data. The insights that we're going to discuss today are based on our extensive 25 years of experience and notes. We talked to a lot of people and a lot of clients, so we have quite a bit of data, and then meticulous research of over 7,800 CI practitioners. So enough about us, let's just kind of dive right in. As we went through this year, our salary guide, and started putting this together, one of the major things that jumped out and was quite striking for us was to find the projected 85% increase in demand for CI over the next 10 years. This is not just a trend. It's a very large shift in how businesses are approaching efficiency and innovation. To put this in perspective, there's a couple key areas that we kind of realized through our research, you know, where this kind of was coming from. Number one, market pressures. In today's extremely competitive global market, companies are under constant pressure to improve efficiencies, reduce costs, and enhance quality. CI methodologies are obviously the proven go-to solution for addressing these challenges. Digital transformation is another big area. Many large and small businesses are undergoing some form of digital transformation, and this is creating a growing need for CI professionals who can optimize these processes prior to digitizing them. As we all know, that's the best case, right? So this is creating a whole new arena for CI application. Another area is the fact that over the past probably 10 to 15 years, we've realized an expansion beyond manufacturing. Traditionally, CI, you know, obviously it started, and everybody knows, you know, where it built, you know, Toyota and Motorola and all those guys, you know, primarily it has been associated with manufacturing. However, today we're seeing a significant expansion into the services industries, healthcare, finance, even government and education areas. This is broadening the application and it's a major driver for increased demand. All of this is creating a talent shortage, right? So with this rapid demand, we're seeing a shortage of skilled CI professionals. And sometimes it's in different areas, sometimes it's at different levels. So this is creating a highly competitive market for top CI talent. Nicole, can you share some insights as to how this increased demand is affecting the talent landscape?
For sure, Troy. We're seeing a huge surge in demand in creating, and this is actually creating some very interesting dynamics in the talent market. Number one, salary inflation. We're seeing salaries for experienced CI professionals raising much faster than the general market rate of other professionals. And we have companies that are willing to pay a premium for this proven experience. And then there's the career progression. We're seeing an accelerated career path for these professionals, even more and more experts moving into more of a senior level role, especially as other organizations recognize that the importance of all of these skills. And then there's the learning curve. The evolution of CI practices means that these professionals are needing to constantly increase their skills. There's been a growing emphasis on certifications. We see that in all the market. And associated with that are the advanced degrees and other related fields that collaborate well with CI. And that leads us to the cross-functional expertise. We're seeing CI expand in different functions, and you alluded to this earlier, Troy, where we're seeing the demand for professionals. They can also work in diverse areas from supply chain, from into customer service, and even technology.
Absolutely.
And then with the global piece, we're seeing this globally. The demand is high. We're seeing mobility and individuals within the CI space, they're willing to work on international projects and love the diversity and the diverse culture that they're exposed to.
Yeah,
absolutely. Diverse culture, I should say.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a surge in demand, not just in the changing job market, but it's going to elevate the strategic importance of CI within organizations. What we're seeing currently, and we're likely to see more of, is CI leaders at the C-suite level, right? So, you know, they've made their way up through different channels within an organization, and they're going to directly influence corporate strategy. So in addition, you know, the demand that right now, we know that the demand is outstripping supply. So these organizations are going to have to get creative. We see more and more internal development programs, partnerships externally, with educational institutions and other training organizations. Whatever companies can do to bridge the gap, they're going to need to continue to do that. For executives joining us today, this presentation holds both challenges and opportunities for you. The challenge is to secure and retain the top CI talent, right? We all know that it's becoming more and more difficult. But then there's the opportunity to leverage CI in different areas within your organization to help you stay competitive in your industry. As we move forward in the rest of the presentation, though, keep this growth demand in mind. It's going to underpin quite a few of the trends and strategies that we're going to discuss. As we all know, we've well moved into the digital age, right? In the face of CI's evolving rapidly. So CI methodologies are now being supercharged with digital technologies, data collection, all of these things. So let's kind of walk into this a little bit. Obviously, data-driven decision-making, right? That's a big piece right now. We've progressed, you know, from years ago, you'd collect data and it would take 2 or 3 weeks to actually understand what that was in order to make any kind of decisions from it. Now, with the advent of big data and advanced analytics, CI initiatives are becoming increasingly data-driven, and it's creating precise real-time insights in order to make decisions and understand processes and potential. Predictive analytics, obviously, CI professionals are now leveraging predictive analytics models to anticipate issues before they actually occur. This is actually shifting us from being reactive to being more proactive. So data is proving to be quite beneficial to the CI community. Then you have things like Internet of Things. These devices are providing real-time, unprecedented visibility into processes, allowing more granular and immediate visibility into opportunities for continuous improvement. Nicole, how's digital transformation affecting the skill set required for a CI professional?
Well, there's been a great impact, actually, on required skill set. It's so significant in the space, specifically in literacy. We're seeing how professionals now need to be comfortable with this data analysis and being able to interpret it. And then let's go back to the cross-functional collaboration. We're seeing increasingly that CI professionals, they have to work closely with IT teams, and we're seeing a huge shift in that. Not just from a perspective of the CI world, but we're looking at data scientists as well to collaborate and get that information out and be thorough with it. And that shift's creating great opportunities from a transactional perspective, but it's also creating huge challenges specifically in skill set and being able to recruit that talent. What are you seeing, Troy, regarding salary trends?
So let's dive into salaries a little bit. And we are seeing some adjustments and some changes. So salary trends across these different CI roles, we'll talk about some different pieces of it. But as we go through this data, keep in mind the increasing demand and the ever-evolving skill set that we've been talking about. This is at every level, from the site level CI manager to a regional to a director, whatever it might be. So for VPs of CI, we're seeing base salaries right now, on average, we're seeing them somewhere in the, call it 180 to 280 as a base. This depends on the region, of course, and it depends on the size of the organization. So these are obviously very broad numbers. What particularly was of interest when we kind of did this was the bonus structures. Bonus structures at this level are ranging from 30 to 60% of base salary. Now, this is short-term incentive, right? Not LTIs. We can discuss that as well, but it's a short-term incentive. And we believe this reflects the increased strategic importance of these roles within organizations. For directors, you know, the range for directors is somewhere, you know, 140 to 220 with bonuses in the 20 to 35%. Multi-site leaders, right, range 120 to 190. Single sites are probably 110 to 150. Again, it really depends upon the organization. It depends upon, you know, many different aspects. So Nicole, what trends, because we know that there's more to this. This is obviously a high level, but what trends are you noticing in these specific figures?
We're seeing significant differences across regions, specifically in the Northeast and West regions. You're going to see much higher salary ranges, which is interesting because the bulk of manufacturing happens to be mid-America, but we're seeing those higher salaries on the flanking state or flanking continents, sides of the United States. And there's a strong emphasis on variable pay. You mentioned those bonuses. There's a substantial percentage in bonus that indicates a strong focus based on that performance and what the organization's doing. And then, of course, you referenced short-term and long-term incentives. For those VP levels, we're seeing the LTI structure as a strong indication of that the organizations are focusing on retention and ensuring that they have those long-term performers within their companies. So these trends, they underscore the high value that organizations and companies are placing on CI leadership. Strong emphasis on keeping that long-term employee as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and these trends that we're seeing, you know, as Nicole mentioned, I will throw this out there. If you downloaded the guide, you know, you'll notice some baseline ideas. If there's any indication that you have a need or you need to understand something more specific in certain locations, feel free to reach out to us. We've got extensive data to back these up and can provide you some additional information on that. All right, so I want to move into CI implementation across business segments. Our research, quite interesting, it revealed an interesting shift in how CI is being implemented across organizations. Traditionally, CI primarily was obviously within manufacturing. However, we're seeing a significant expansion into other areas of the business. In fact, 67% of companies now are applying CI principles both to the manufacturing, this is on the manufacturing side, but to both the manufacturing and the transactional part of their business. We know that's an increase, and we believe it's a major game changer.
Yeah, this expansion's created some major implications within companies. Specifically, there's a bigger impact. CI is now influencing every aspect, as you mentioned, or as we spoke earlier, within operations, supply chain, customer service, even to back office, more transactional functions. But that's also creating principles for that transactional work. And it within transactional, it requires a different approach than in manufacturing settings. So applying that universally, there needs to be some shift. And again, going back to the upskill, learning those skills to implement. Yeah, and overall, we're seeing a cultural shift within companies as the CI tends to permeate through the organization. We're seeing shift of more of culture at all levels, so not just at site level, but into executive level, as you mentioned earlier, Troy.
Yeah, absolutely. And another interesting finding from our research, and I don't have a slide for it here, but is how companies are splitting, how they're structuring their CI. We're seeing another piece is a balance between corporate-driven and site-driven approaches, right? So between the business system model or corporate top-down model versus site-driven approach. The corporate-driven approach obviously offers consistency and strategic alignment and training and communication structures and things like that, while the site approach allows for a little bit more flexibility and responsiveness to the local need. We're finding much more a combination, right? More organizations are finding success with a hybrid, combining elements of both approaches, allowing for more of a strategic consistency while maintaining the ability to be agile and address specific needs at different sites or business units.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into overall satisfaction as we shift into this next segment. We're seeing that CI professionals, they're really feeling secure in their roles. And our data shows that actually 97% of them are extremely happy, which is an impressively high rate if we're talking universally. Interestingly enough, though, we're seeing that 54% are still open to hearing about new opportunities. It seems like such a contradiction, don't you think, Troy?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting dynamic, Nicole. I believe there's a few key factors to reflect on here. One, job satisfaction, right? We find that CI people, CI professionals who are committed to, you know, this is my role, this is the space I want to be in, they're highly happy. And it tells us that generally it's they feel fulfilled and rewarded in what they do, right? The other thing too we notice about this type of individual is a growth mindset. So CI professionals by nature, they're always looking for ways to improve and grow. And you know, this translates unfortunately also into openness to new opportunities, right? And then the other thing too we think is the work is very challenging. So while it's satisfying, these CI roles are also very demanding, right? It can be demanding from the standpoint of travel. It can be, you know, it can affect your work-life balance. You know, some of the higher level roles, you know, there's high travel, time away from, you know, the family, things like that. So for organizations, this really underscores the importance of not just hiring great CI talent, but also focusing on retaining them through engagement, development opportunities, competitive compensation, a seat at the table, right, for these leaders. It's very interesting. As we look into, you know, kind of future of OpEx, we're noticing several key trends emerging. Obviously, we all battle this, but, you know, AI and automation, right? So these technologies are becoming very integral into CI strategies. Organizations are implementing them. Leadership wants this in their business. And so CI, you know, has no choice but to find ways to integrate with these, you know, with these new technologies. It's offering new ways to identify improvement opportunities and implement solutions. Sustainability, obviously, is another big area, right? So implementing a CI program, but being able to drive sustainable initiatives, keep the program itself moving forward is another big area. And then another area that kind of has come up very predominantly recently is customer-centric CI. So there's a growing emphasis on CI principles directly improving the customer experience. That's obviously causing, you know, some shifts and some changes. Lastly, you know, remote work. You know, with the rise of remote and hybrid models, CI is being applied to optimize in new ways and having to work in new ways. So yeah. So Nicole, what are your thoughts on how these trends are shaping the CI professional themselves?
Well, I'm going to take it back to skill set and learning. We talked about that earlier on, and these trends are definitely reshaping the CI landscape. And what we're seeing is that future CI professionals, they'll need to have a strong understanding of technology, understanding that automation piece, and here we go again, data analytics. Those are all key components within understanding and reshaping the landscape. Also, virtual collaboration skills. With a hybrid model that we've been so strongly embedded into, people have to have the ability to drive improvements while working remotely or in those environments where they're 50% on site and 50% off. And then familiarity overall with sustainability practices. How can we maintain stability and sustainability within an organization, and how does CI drive that? So these are all situations where we'll see the skill set, but that also creates challenges and opportunities at the same time for the organizations that employ CI professionals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going to move into training and development on CI. This is actually quite fascinating, and Troy alluded to this earlier, but our research shows that there is a clear preference for internal training programs. So they want to keep it in-house. With more than 60% of our companies, they're opting for this approach. So what that means is we're seeing a growing emphasis on certifications, in-house certifications, particularly in change management and project management, and then also in data analytics and digital transformation. So keeping that in-house lets them put their mark on each of these professionals.
Absolutely.
Troy, yeah. What about you? Do you see a difference, or do you see balance between internal and external training? Or do you see it evolving?
I think that's a good question. I think that we're going to continue to see a hybrid approach. Having been internal at companies like GI and Rolls-Royce and some of these other, you know, larger organizations, some of them have large opportunities and learning groups. Some of them don't. So I think you will continue to see a hybrid approach. Internal training obviously is going to allow for customers to be very specific about their company needs and culture, right? And then external certifications, it depends. We are seeing some additional certifications like change management certifications, personal intelligence, personality types, communication certification, data tools. You know, not every company has all of these trainings available to them. But I'd say that the big piece here is continuous learning. With a rapid pace of change, there is no substitute. There will be an emphasis on internal, continuous. It's critical. You're going to have to upskill. And then one of the other areas that we're finding and we're hearing quite a bit about is mentorship programs. We're seeing an increasing emphasis on internal mentorship programs to develop future CI leaders. We know that there's going to be a gap. And, you know, the best way to do that is to transfer that knowledge now when you have that opportunity. So those are some of the key places. But we do think, you're going to have to find the right balance. Every organization is going to be a little bit different. And so that, you know, in order to drive value in an evolving landscape, you're going to have to continue to look at this. So in closing, just real quick, here at Beneva, we're here to partner with organizations. We help them find the right talent solutions that we not only provide, you know, a body and but we provide the right talent for where you are in your journey. So we understand that you need to hire people that have the skills for today, but also what the challenge is for tomorrow. So we have a very deep understanding of the CI field. Combine that with our extensive network. This allows us to match top talents with organizations where they can truly thrive. Before we wrap up, I do have some exciting announcement to make to share here. At Beneva Group, we're always looking for ways to provide more value to the CI community for professionals and executives. That's why I'm extremely excited to announce our brand new podcast, Talent That Transforms. So this podcast is designed specifically for executives and practitioners who are passionate about driving organizational change. Each episode, we're going to bring you insights from top experts in the field of CI, change management, digital transformation, and more.
Yes, I am actually really excited about this because I am a podcast junkie. So Talent That Transform, it's not just another static business podcast. We'll be actually diving deeper into the career journeys and seeing those successful transformational leaders. They'll be sharing their real world strategies with us and how you can apply those within your organizations. And they'll also be providing actionable advice for you to help drive transformative change within your own companies. And of course, you all are invited at times. If you have a topic that you'd like to cover or want to contribute, we'd be happy to talk with you too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited about, you know, we've already got some case studies lined up that we're going to dive into and just kind of get into the meat of things. So, you know, we're here, we're looking to stay ahead of the latest trends in CI. And our goal is to help you look for inspiration. Maybe it's your next big initiative, or maybe it's, you know, learning how someone with a similar challenge to you fix something. So the expectation is that Talent That Transforms will be a go-to resource.
Yes, we have some fantastic guests already lined up, and we can't wait, again, like I mentioned before, to share their stories and insights with you. And our first episode launches next month, so you'll be able to find all of our podcasts on all major platforms. So whatever your preference is, you'll find us there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hope you'll join us on this exciting new piece of the journey. So yeah, so make sure you subscribe. We'll offer plenty of ways for you to sign up. And also, if, like Nicole said, if you have any suggestions or if you know of a great project or just something where a big win that it would be valuable to the community to know, feel free to let us know, reach out. We'd definitely love to discuss it. So as we wrap up today, I just want to thank you for your time and thanks for joining us. We've covered a lot of ground, right? From salary trends, future CI, and introduction to a new podcast. Remember, it's a rapidly growing and evolving field. So staying informed and adaptable is key. That's our job. We're here to help you navigate these changes and build CI teams, provide data, knowledge, information as much as possible that can help you drive your organization forward. So thank you again for your attention, your time. We know it's very valuable. We look forward to continuing these important conversations on Talent That Transforms. Remember, the world of continuous improvement is learning never stops. So thanks again. Have a great day, and we'll see you down the road.